Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, Corpus Christi. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Thank you, Corpus Christi, for listening to us. Thank you for KKTX 1360 AM. We love you, and Steve and I are together again, Steve Sorensen. He's going to tell you about his church and where he's at, and, you know, church starts at 10:30. He's going to welcome you in here, Steve.
Hi, Corpus Christi. It's great talking to you again this morning. It's good to be with Randy and talk to you about how to buy and sell cars and how to do a good job. And the interesting thing, it says, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Well, Randy tries to do that for you in the car business, and I try to do that for you in the spiritual business. It's tough to tell you about the church. We'd rather have you come and experience it. We're in a non-denominational church. It's called Bridgeway Church over at 3202 Rodfield Road. It's the ones behind the big LED sign. Don't be fooled by the small building out front. We've got a bigger one in the back that'll hold 450 to 500 folks, and we'd love to have you come fill one of those seats. Now, we're open at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Before that, 9:15 for a Sunday school class. And I can tell you this, that I'm the wrong guy to ask if it's right to work on Sundays or not, because that's my toughest day.
Well, great, Steve. I tell you what, you need to go by and see him. I've been under his teaching for 20 years, and I love him. He's helped me a lot. He's helped me examine myself and be a better person. And that's part of the reason I want to give back. I want to teach you how to buy and sell. I want to be there for you. I want to answer your questions. There's no dumb questions. We want to be there for you and teach you exactly what to say. Be in control of your purchases. You're in control when you buy groceries or a TV or something. Why not be in control when you buy a vehicle? It's because there's so many different options on buying a vehicle and what man makes breaks, you know. So be sure that you're buying a good unit. And there's only two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. And them can't affords cost too much money. They cost too much stress. Nobody's happy. And when they come and repo it, oh, man, that's a bad deal. And I tell you what, this has been a blessing to be down here in Corpus Christi. I've got dealers telling me, please tell everybody how bad title loans are. They're 330% interest. You can't overcome that, and there's no way. I can't overcome that. Friend of mine bought made a loan of $5,000, and he only paid back seven payments of $900. He paid $6,300 back on a $5,000 loan. And then I ended up buying his vehicle, giving him some profit, quite a bit of profit, because he had a good unit. They wasn't going to give him all the money. They never give you all the money what the car's worth. And then he paid $6,300 back on a $5,000 loan. I gave him $3,000, paid the loan off, which was $4,670. Only $230 went to principal of $6,300. Isn't that a ripoff? These title loan people are robbing people left and right without a gun. Do you want them to take your money? Go to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. And do an easy description of your car. We'll tell you what you give. That way you can sell it to me. I have a process of buying it here in Corpus Christi at Sparkling City Auto Auction. And if you don't sell it to me, sell it to a friend, sell it to a relative, sell it to somebody else. That way you don't owe $900 in 30 days and $900 from then on. And now you'll pay back $25,000, $30,000 for a $5,000 loan. Don't do it. The dealers are telling me to do this. All the dealers, all the CPA people are telling me don't do rapid refund. That's 120% interest and a bunch of fees to save to get your check 2 to 3 weeks early. Don't do it. The CPA people are telling me not to do it. So listen to my advice, because I'm well trained in this business. I've been in it over 40 years, and I want to tell you the truth. I want you to know exactly what to do and how to be prepared. And Steve's a great mentor in my life. I want to be in Corpus because he's a man of God who's helped me a lot, and I want to help his listeners, his people, his church members, everybody around. It don't cost you nothing to go to my website and learn. It's free. And I want it to be free because I'm a blessed man. I want to help you. So take this opportunity to go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. And also, if you have any questions, Steve, give that email address.
Steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. I promise if you'll send me your questions, I'll get them to Randy, and we'll be spending a whole week on talking about just exactly what's bugging you. So if you want to know something about buying a car, you want to know some of the secret things in it, you want to know what additives to put in your gas tank, you want to know what kind of air filter, I don't care what it is, you're welcome to ask, and we're just going to try to give you an answer.
We've had a lot of questions come in email lately, especially in San Antonio. You can listen to me on Sunday afternoon on KTSA 550 AM. You can hear it down here in Corpus. It's 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And we're live there. You can call in and ask any question you want to ask. We've had a lot of calls from the Corpus Christi area, and I appreciate you listeners. We love to listen, to hear from you, to answer any question that we can. And we're hearing more and more about the horrors of all these problems that's going on in the car business. People buying cars that break down. What man makes breaks? Well, you just don't want it to break down the first 6 months you had. You're hoping you buy a good car. We've been talking about finding a mechanic, finding a good body shop, getting advice. Don't be ashamed to ask questions. Ask us questions. Ask your friends questions. Ask somebody that knows a little something about cars. Shop the internet. Shop the paper. Look around, see what people are asking for cars, and people would buy here, pay here with bad credit. Hey, shop, shop, shop. You're a valuable customer. You got down payment. You can afford a payment. They got a GPS to pick you up when you missed your payment anyway. So buy a car that you can afford. Buy a car that'll outrun the note. Buy a car that's available at a right price. Don't pay $5,000 to $10,000 too much for a vehicle. It's not worth it. You deserve better. Make up your mind that you can do this. Everybody can do this, especially if they follow my easy process. I had a lady tell me she saved $4,000 by saving by going through my process because she knew, she heard me say, if something's not right, these boots are made for walking. Walk out of that dealership, and she did. She walked out. She followed my process. She got her credit rating. She got her loan set up. She knew what she can afford. She shopped the internet. She found the right car. She made the purchase with the interest savings, with doing everything right. She told me she saved $4,000. Well, that's what I want. She thanked me. That's all I wanted from her. I'm not charging anything. I want you to know. I want to save you that money. I want to teach you. And guess what? You can teach others. With this process, with my website, you can look it up. And you can learn, and you can teach others. You can be the smart one in the group. You can follow my process and look like you know it all. And I'm glad. I want you to do that because I want you to know the right process. But do it and teach others. Teach your family. Teach your friends. Teach everybody. We all need to know. And I like learning. I learn every day. I'm open-minded. I don't want to miss anything that I can learn. I have the burning desire to be the best person I can be and to learn more every day. Steve, you have any questions from the emailers that have come in lately?
Oh, man, do I have some questions. Randy, have you ever heard the comment, if you don't buy this unit today, it'll be gone. You'll miss it.
There's thousands and thousands of cars out there, and if you missed it, it's probably meant to be. I'm telling you, I've heard that story every day, and I hear it over and over. No, look around. All the lots are full. Guess what? All the rental car places are full. And guess what the manufacturers are saying? We're going to have more repos. We're going to have more cars off lease. We're going to have more rentals. All the rental car places are full of cars. The ones that they sell and they retail, they have spots that they retail. But the guys who wholesale, I get calls from Enterprise and Avis, all those Dollar. They've got lots of cars for sale. And so don't worry about finding good transportation. It's out there. Yes, we have a little shortage on good cars, but if you search hard enough and you make it your business, don't wake up one day and decide you're going to go out and buy a car. This is something you need to think about every day. Keeping your eyes open, learn, question, look around, decide, you know, hey, I'm going to buy a car next year. Well, start looking now. Don't look the day before. You're not prepared. We want you prepared. Make that right decision. how you probably look, study televisions for a month before you buy one, and then you decide to buy a car and you jump up and go buy one that day. That's not wise. I don't want you doing that. Take your time.
Randy, that brings up an enormous point. How much time do you think I should spend looking at the car that I'm thinking about spending thousands of dollars for?
If it's a used car, I would probably look at it at least 2 hours. And I'm not kidding. I'd look at the car and walk off. I tell you what, I train people to buy for me, and I tell them, look at the car hard, walk off, come back 10 minutes later, look at it again, then walk off another 10 minutes and come back. Because the first time you look at a car, you're going to miss something. Look under the hood, look under the trunk, look around, take a good look at the car, and then walk off. Start it up, listen to it, look for leaks, look around, see if the lines line up on the body, if it's been wrecked or not.
How do you put it back together?
Well, just look how wide it is, the gap is, and walk around and see how things match up on the front end and the back end. Make sure things are lined up. There's
the trunk lid, the hood?
How the lines are in the trunk lid, how the doors line up, how the hood lines up. You know, and sometimes if they don't line up, maybe they just need to be a little adjustment. But most of the time, if they've been in an accident, and cars, they're not total losses, and when they've been in an accident, they're just worth a little less. See if it's been an accident. I'm not afraid of an accident car. I've drove a Lincoln, like I told you, the listeners before. I drove a Lincoln for 6,000 miles. It had $15,000 damage, and the car did nothing wrong. Great car. I wouldn't be afraid to go to Alaska in it today. Well, I don't know about the snow, but anyway, I would hate to go that direction. But I would go a long trip in it because I know the car's been fixed right, and it's a good car. Is it worth top dollar? The car should sell for about $35,000, $38,000, but the car's worth about $27,000, $28,000 because it's been in an accident. Don't pay the full price in a car that's been in an accident. We buy a lot of wrecked cars from people because they don't want to wait on the car. We bought 13 and 14 model cars because they don't want to wait on it. They don't want to fight the insurance people. They don't want a bad Carfax. They want a new car and go. So we buy it wrecked and we resell them. We've got a lot of places to ship these cars that are wrecked. So take this opportunity. If you've got a wrecked car, we'll buy it. If any companies out there have got company trucks, especially cargo vans, any condition, we'll buy them. You can call us at 830-625-7159 or go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and we'll make you an offer on anything you have. We'll buy a fleet of cars. We'll buy them wrecked, good, bad, or the ugly. It doesn't matter to us. We have a place to go with everything. And I want to thank KKTX here at 1360 AM for inviting us in and teaching us and giving us this time. I hope we're helping the people. If I'm not making a difference, I'm not doing my job, so I'm going to work harder. I want to make a difference in your life, in your purchases. Make sure you make the right decisions. And if they're not giving you a price, they're talking about payments, walk out of that place, get you a cash price, and get your loan lined up so you can make the right purchase.
Wow. That's great advice, Randy. Does it make any difference if they don't have that title in hand? My uncle has got it in Albuquerque kind of thing.
Well, if it's out of state, it's a big problem. But if it's at a bank, you can check and make sure that it's still at the bank. You can run a Carfax and see if there's a lien on it. Believe it or not, there'll be a lien on some of them. But you just need to know, well, how are you going to expect to get the title off if there's a lien on it? What's your payoff? That's the first question I would ask somebody selling a car. Do you have a clear title? They say no. Where's it at? It's at a bank. A lot of them are title loan places. We've had a lot of people come in with we've bought lots of cars off the title loan place because, you know, the people borrow $3,000. They still owe $3,000. They've made 10 payments, but they're late, and they got late penalties, this, that, and the other. And we bought a lot of units off of them, and we go pay the title loan place off. Now, that's something that you need to know, how to pay off a vehicle at a bank. You need to go down to the bank and pay the bank and make the man sign the title there. So don't, that way he can't get your title. If you pay him, you know if he's going to pay it off. Do you know? There's a lot of dealers that have taken cars in trade and not paid the title off, And then the people's credit go bad because they're thinking they traded the car in and the dealership didn't have the money to pay off. So they wait 3 or 4 months and all of a sudden they're behind on payments. Their credit goes south and it's because of the bank. I mean, because of the dealer hadn't paid the bank off. But if I was buying a car from an individual, I'd definitely say, all right, we're going to the banker, pay it off. You can sign the title over to me and have your cash available or your banking available where you can get it handled. Because I wouldn't trust a man to go pay his off and give me the title. I know a man that bought a Trans Am not long ago, a real nice one, and paid the guy, and he never got the title. It was a battle. The guy moved, and he has had a battle over it. Finally, I gave him the inside secrets how to go to the state and get the title, and he's finally got a title. But it was a lot of hassle, a lot of stress on this man because he didn't have the title.
Can the Department of Motor Vehicles help you in a case like that?
That's where I sent him. He happened to have a piece of paper where the guy had wrote that he had paid. Now, the new trick on Craigslist is antique cars, real nice 50. This happened on a 55 Chevy two-door hardtop street rod. The guy had been wanting $45,000 for this car, and the car was worth about $30,000. So the guy goes and tells him, hey, I'm going to buy your car from me. I'm going to give you your $45,000. Here's a check for part of it, and here's $15,000 cash. So he gave him $15,000 cash, gave him a check. The check was bogus. He got the title, and so the guy said, I need to get the rest of the money. This is a bad check. They wouldn't do nothing to the guy. He got the car for $15,000. It was back on Craigslist for $30,000 and sold for $30,000. The guy made $15,000. The guy that sold it for $45,000 got $15,000 for the car, and he was out the money. So there's a lot of scams going on. So you got to protect yourself. Make sure you get all the money. If they give you, there's bogus checks out there right now that are cashier's checks. There's people that are printing out cashier's checks. People think they've got a good check for a lot of money, and they don't. They don't have it because it's bogus. And they give them $5,000, $10,000 cash. Here's the key. They give them something cash, and they get a receipt on the cash for the car. So the guy says, I paid $15,000 for that car. I don't know what that guy's talking about. He said, well, here's the bad check. He said, that's not my check. I don't have anything to do with it. So they couldn't do anything to the guy. So he ended up selling his car for $15,000, and that guy sold it for $30,000. So you got to watch out for checks, and you got to watch out for bogus cashier's checks. So make sure you're checking out exactly what you need to have and collect your money, because there is some bogus. I bought a group of trucks off of H&P Drilling in Alice, Texas. They might be listening to this show, and they make me bring cashier's checks. And they check the bank where I get them, and they let them clear before I can pick up the trucks. I asked them, I said, you must have had some trouble with cashier's checks. He said, yes, we have. Mm-hmm. So there's some bogus ones out there. So you've got to protect yourself, especially if somebody's giving you partial cash, because they're going to write it up like they bought your car at a lot less price.
A friend of mine was selling a vehicle, Randy, and talking about scams. Maybe that's a great subject for today. He was selling a car, and he put it on the internet, and he got a call from a fella, and the guy really was prepared to buy the car. And he said, I really want this car, and I'm going to pay you full price for it. He says, it's not a problem. He says, I'll send somebody down to pick up your car. He says, and I'll pay you through PayPal. Now here's the catch. My friend was wise enough to call PayPal and see if they do. And PayPal told them, look, because these scams are so severe, automobiles are one of the two things that we never guarantee. Because what they do is they put it on PayPal with a credit card. They cancel the credit card. They make us give them back the money. They're saying that it went bad. And you're out the money and you're out the car because you still owe everything that you did. And you've lost your car.
And if somebody pays by credit card, they can dispute the purchase for 30 days also.
Right.
If you take a credit card and you can dispute it. Now, here's another little trick. A cashier's check, they can cancel it within 24 hours. I had a $63,000 cashier's check that a man had wrote, had got at the bank at 9:30 in the morning from Houston, Texas, brought the cashier's check, picked up my six antique cars, gave him the titles. I talked to the banker. I called the banker. The banker said, yes, he was in here. This is a cashier's check, and it's good. And he gets back, and when the guy left my lot loaded up on the truck with the vehicles, he called his boss, and his boss canceled the cashier's check. I was out $63,000 for about a month. It was a battle, and let me tell you something. The courts won't help you. Nobody will help you. I had to go down there and almost fight the guy to get my money back. It was $63,000. It was a real battle, but I learned a trick. They got 24 hours to cancel that check with no reasoning at all. So if a check's been made, you need to let it cure for at least 24 hours before you accept it or turn loose of the goods. So there's a lot of scams out there on buying and selling cars. You need to know who you're dealing with.
And we need to be smart. We need to be wise. Again, that scripture from Proverbs says, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver.
Well, I tell you what, I've had a lot of gold go through my hands, and it wasn't wisdom that kept it. It was my stupidity in making bad decisions, letting the money flow through my hands and go other places that not meant to be. And not good for me and my family. But we do need wisdom in the decisions we're making. And that's what we're trying to do right here. Steve and I have teamed up in Corpus Christi to do the best we can at teaching you how to buy and sell cars.com. Go to there. We'll make you an offer on the car. You'll know where you stand. You can sell it to me, sell it to your friends, sell it to somebody. Don't take it to a title loan place. Or trade it in. Make sure they're giving you all the money. Tell them Randy Adams made this offer on it. You're going to match it or not. And if you want to sell it to us, you can take the Sparkling City Auto Auction. We'll make arrangements to get it bought. And also, you know, just be prepared what's going on. The market goes up and down. Cars are available. Right now, cars are up a little bit due to the income tax checks. But this old market has softened up, and about May 1st, these cars that were $4,000 and $5,000 will probably be $2,500 to $3,500. You can save yourself $1,000, $1,500 on a lot of purchases. So take this time and make the right decisions on what you want to buy and how you want to buy it. And we hope that we're helping you every day. Go to Steve's website if you've got any questions. We'd be glad to answer any questions. There's no dumb questions. Thank you, KKTX 1360. It's been a great day again. Steve, you got any more comments for today?
Well, I'm just thinking that you're giving us some great words, and I think the ones for the refrigerator would be things like negotiate, be patient, be wise, find a friend, buy the car you want when it satisfies you. Would that be a fair way of, you know, kind of pulling that together?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you need to think about it. You need to take your time. Quit taking just jumping into buying a car. Make sure you're not making a selfish decision. Too many people want to show off in a car, and I guarantee you, after your friend's seen it two or three times, they're either jealous of it or they don't even pay any attention to it. Yeah, you want to be cool going down the road, but I'd rather have that the best kind of car is a paid-for kind of car. I'd rather have one that's paid for. And if you have one that's paid for, make payments to yourself. Put some money in the bank. Don't touch it. That way, when it's time to buy something else, you'll have a stack of cash in there, and you can buy a car cash. I guarantee you cars are a lot cheaper cash than they are financed. Lot cheaper with that cash hanging in your hand, and you can make a better decision, buy what you want, buy a better car. And if you've got a finance, there's some buy here, pay your places will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 more for a car. You're trying to pay that, and it's compounded interest. You can't overcome that. Nobody can. And that's why there's so many repos, whether buy here, pay here. Buy something that you won't lose. Don't throw your hard-earned money away. Make the right decision today. Make sure you're a valuable customer. Make sure you can afford it. Make sure you're talking to the right person. Take your time. This is a process that, you know, you're going to have to live with the rest of your life. You need a vehicle. So make the right choices and continue to learn how to buy and sell cars.com with Randy Adams, 830-625-7159. So it's a great day here in Corpus Christi. There's a lot of cars on the market. I think Sparkling City's having a government sale come up in the near future. You might check with them. Tell them you heard it on my radio show that you wanted to check on buying government cars. Hey, those government cars are pretty good cars. They've been well maintenance, and them guys don't go nowhere fast. You know, they're on the clock. So it don't cost them nothing to maintenance. So they take it in and get it maintenance. And they're usually nice cars. So if you want a government car at a decent price, you're fighting against dealers. So you know, they're going to make money on it. Check with Sparkling City Auto Auction sometime. See when the next government sale's coming up.
Hey, what are you driving today?
I'm driving a police car. I like it. It's 11 Chevy Impala, gets 32 miles to gallon. I took a picture of it and sent it to my web man to put it on my web page, sitting out in front of Corpus Christi here, KKTX 1360 AM. And so, no, I'll drive anything. It don't matter to me. I lost that pride a long time ago. I can drive anything in the world I want. I probably own 200 cars right now. But that old cop car is a good car. It's comfortable. It's safe. And it gets great fuel mileage.
And what'd you tell me? Maybe I won't get a ticket going home.
That's a possibility. I mean, you know, these policemen wave at me as I go by them.
Well, this is Steve Sorensen again from right here in Corpus Christi, Texas. We've had a wonderful time today. We're at 3202 Rodfield Road. We're praying that you'll come by and join us in a non-denominational service at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Randy, say goodbye.
Well, it has been a good day, but remember, get your credit rating, what you can qualify for. Get your loan made up. Shop, shop, shop. I'm hoping to bring on somebody that's a computer expert to teach you how you can shop the world. You can shop a 500-mile radius in a matter of just a couple of minutes. Get your loan lined up. Get your mind made up. Go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. Follow the easy process, how to buy a car, how to get prepared. If you have any questions, email us. If you have anything that you want to talk to me about, and I have the time, I'll be glad to call you back. That number is 830-625-7159. And anybody gets a chance to thank KKTX 1360 AM here, give them a call and thank them that you like the show, you appreciate the show, because we appreciate you listeners. We're here because of you. I want to teach you. I want to make you a better buyer. I want you to be aware of what's going on in the market. I want to help you every way I can. Steve?
God bless you, folks. I pray to see you on Sunday morning.
God bless you. We love you. Thank you, Corpus, for listening to us. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune us in at 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings here at 1360 AM. And we love to help them and you. And you, if you learn, you can tell others. You can teach others. You can do this. You're a great steward of your money. Take care of your money. Make wise decisions. God bless you, Corpus. We'll see you next week.